This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Oh my god, I literally... It's like one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life.
Ferris Bueller walked so that Phineas and Ferb could run.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Like the main
it's
takeaway.
So true.
I took, like,
it's so true.
And I don't know what sort of cartel these guys are making where we have to sign up to every single streaming platform.
Yeah,
to
that's
be able
so
to watch
true.
Just one good
well,
show.
That's what pisses me off.
Hi guys, welcome back to As Seen In.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode.
I'm Tati.
I'm Kaylee.
We talk about all things music, film, TV, entertainment, so if that's a bit of you, make sure you stick around.
Make sure you stick around.
And also, before we forget, make sure you check out our Patreon. We have a spin-off show on there called As Seen In the 21st Century, and it's such a fun time. We go through every year of the 21st century, talk about the films, TV shows, pop culture moments.
Play some music from
play
it.
Play some music from that year. Yeah. It's so fun. So like the noughties are where we're at the moment and it's a great time.
A great time.
But we have another episode of some excellent segments again today. Really excited about it.
Do you want to start with, because we didn't have time in the last episode, the little like what music you've been liking recently?
Yes.
Tell me.
So I'm going to give you three artists that I've been loving and also three songs that I've been loving.
Okay, nice.
So the artists, there's a band called Hotel Apache, and it's like, they describe themselves as California pop, which is so fun. It's like a lot, picture a lot of synths mixed with like an 80s vibe on a summer's day, like driving down a long boardwalk type of vibe by the beach.
Okay.
So yeah, California pop. And then another band called Valley. It's
I think I know this.
They kind of give me like 1975 mixed with pop alternative vibes.
Yeah.
Again, American. And then a country artist, black country artist called Jimmy Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, he's just really good vibes. Like I'm trying to find a lot more black country artists.
Yeah.
And he's like one of my faves.
Okay, nice.
Some songs that I've been loving, three songs that I've been loving. Bleachers, Call Me After Midnight is like one of my favorite songs of all time.
Okay.
It's on their new album, self-titled, I believe. A song called Crash Land by this artist called Maris.
Okay.
It's like set in New York. The music video, I think it's like self-directed. It feels very anthemic.
Okay.
Did I just make that word
up? Maybe.
Maybe, but you get the vibe. It feels like an anthem.
yeah.
And then Falling by Chase Atlantic.
Okay,
absolutely love Chase Atlantic.
Yeah.
Pop punk is not dead.
Yeah.
And that one, again, kind of feels like an anthem, but like it's also perfect for like a late night track.
Yeah. Should we make an As Seen In playlist?
I think we should make an
As Seen
In playlist.
Because then we can start it with Shongshu Shao.
Shongshu
Shao.
Yeah, what about you?
Okay, that's nice. I will be listening on our playlist when you put them on.
Of course, of course.
I have been listening to The Army, The Navy.
What?
So The Army, comma, The Navy.
Okay.
To, I want to say girls, 100%, not 100% sure on the pronouns though, so correct me if I'm wrong.
I was like, what words are you saying right now? I was like, is this part of the
name? No, I think it's two girls, but yeah, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're called The Army and the Navy. I had been waiting for this song that they had done on TikTok, right? And it's just them, the harmonies are literally like, delish. And I literally been waiting, I don't know, months and months and months. And sometimes I'll listen to a TikTok song and then they'll release it and I'm like, what have you done with the production value here? Like, it's not going to name any names, but there's been a few where I'm like really, really excited and then really, really disappointed.
Aww.
But this finally came out. It's called Persimmon.
Ooh, okay.
Oh my
like the fruit?
God, yeah. Said you don't like persimmon. God, I literally, it's like one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, okay.
And although I took a little, what's the word? Bone to pick.
Oh.
They changed two lines and the two lines I had gotten used to singing just through listening to
I'm
1 minute of the song.
I'm so sorry.
And like, I don't know why they changed it. I mean, obviously I'm still eating up, don't worry.
Yeah, of course.
But like,
course.
The line before was, it goes, it's not going to make sense out of context, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, and that's okay. And that's so fine.
No, it goes, I overshare with strangers, I catch what is contagious now. Okay. And they changed it to, it's more than a sensation, I see it in all faces. And I'm like, I like the overshare of strangers bit.
Yeah, maybe it was like a...
I don't know, maybe they could have done, I overshare with strangers, I see it in their faces. They could have done a little merch. But anyway, I'm not gonna hate it. Literally one of the best songs I've written. The whole AP is really good.
Okay.
So that, and then another artist, two guys from, hello.
Hi.
From, I believe, Austin, Texas.
Oh, I love.
Called Briscoe. Okay. And I don't know how the absolute bloody hell they don't have more of a following.
Mm.
Guys, this is, if you like country, folk rock, oh my God. Like, it's so good. They've got...
This is such a good idea. I can't wait to build this playlist.
So, The Well and Hooped Earrings are so good, but they've just released... Oh, no, they haven't. Yeah, they've just...
Do you know what I missed? That's last year. Sorry to cut you off.
That's right.
I miss when we're just, like, driving in the car, like... I know. Showing each other songs that we're like...
I know, we need to do it.
I miss that so much.
This album is called Westerville. It was actually last year. It's so good.
Nice. Oh, like your phone case, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Really cute. Really? Where'd you get it?
I got it on Vinted, but it's from The Dairy or The Diary. It's either The Dairy or The Diary.
So it supports more businesses.
£40, no? I got it for £9. Yeah.
£40?
Yeah, because it's really, like, I don't know, protective. And it's like a, it's, I think it's a place that commissions artists.
Oh, that's nice.
And so the bow would have been like an artist. I really like it. Oh, I've cracked it, but it's fine. It's fine.
So, fine, really
so like those two, I think, is all I put. Oh no, Hozier's new song's really good. Too Sweet. Oh my God, it's so good. And then...
I want to see him live.
I know, me too.
Imagine all this working on empty.
Oh, just love him. I actually do just love him.
What's your favourite Hozier song?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, I have to go on my...
Oh, God. You know,
mine is Would That I, but I think I've said that before.
I do like Jackie and Wilson, but it's a bit basic, but I just love it.
Yeah,
we'll name our children Jackie and Wilson, raise them on rhythm and blues.
Yeah, as you should raise them on rhythm and blues. We need to start raising children on good music.
I know.
Or continue, at least. That's so, and what you were saying about, what was it? Persimmon.
Yeah.
And the changing of the lyrics. I relate to that so much because I remember the Ban Camino.
Oh, God.
I was listening to What I Want by the Ban Camino for the longest time before it was like re-recorded and re-released, and they changed ever so slightly the way that they sang like this one of the verses, like not the lyrics, but it was just like the inflection of which and I was just like,
no, that annoyed me. That would annoy me so much.
It was it's still obviously one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah,
I just remember listening and being like, gosh, I was here for the OG recording, and now you changed it.
Actually, also shout out to, I've been loving Chapel Rowan for so long.
Yeah.
And now the girlies have found her.
Oh, and me and Ellie are fuming.
Right? Well, yeah, because we're really happy for her. We literally love her. But it's because she's touring with Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know if it's the same crowd. If Chapel Rowan is like a drag queen.
Yeah.
Like, she's a girly, but she's drag queen girly.
Yeah.
Very gay. Like, very... Oh! We found her.
Yeah.
Anyway, but really happy for her.
It's
like
that
her.
Drake meme. Look around. We invented this. We did this.
We did this. But it's fine.
None of this would exist without us.
And then she sent me a TikTok this morning. It was a girl like, it's a Chapel Rowan summer. I was like...
It's like, you guys didn't know any of this before.
Anyway.
That's like, it's like a bittersweet thing. Like when people start catching on to your favourite unknown artist.
It actually is. But it's okay. And I did want to mention a podcast, if I have a sec.
Okay.
It's called The Rest Is Entertainment. It's Richard Osman. You know Richard Osman from the
telly?
From the telly. And,
From the telly.
Oh, I can't remember her name. Something, sorry. It's called The Rest Is Entertainment.
Okay.
It's really interesting if you're interested in the entertainment sphere, obviously, like us.
Us.
Although they have a lot more facts to give you.
Mm.
And they have industry experience. So,
like us, but like with value.
Us, but like literally educational, but like in a fun way. So like they talk about, Richard used to be a producer, so they talk about like a lot of like behind the scenes tidbits of like a game show getting produced and like how they budget for like prize winners and stuff. Like he was saying, oh my God, do you remember the £1 million drop?
Yeah.
So he was saying like he was a producer on that, and they were basically panicking because their first contestants almost went to the end and won the million. And if they had won the million, the show would have been cancelled because their entire budget would have been gone. But luckily, the contestants like put all their money on the wrong one and lost it all. So it made for great telly and no budget for that first episode.
But they had because to they were saying shit.
Our algorithm is flawed because if it's this easy, everyone's going to win the million. Which obviously you can't budget for that.
You can't budget. For that.
I think they say that they estimate and they split. So for example, he was saying like every day we could afford to give away £68,000.
So I mean, I have to listen to the episode, but
yeah.
So does that mean with game shows nowadays?
Yeah.
They kind of set them up in a way where they still can't really afford to give away.
Yeah.
Like The Chase, for example. Yeah. They're not going to afford to give away the top prize money
every time. Episode. No.
So exactly. It's kind of set up in a way to make sure people don't win.
Yeah. Well, not win, but so that some people are going to. He said risk reward is really interesting because you can. It depends on the personality of a person. Mm. Some people are going to go double or nothing.
Yeah.
And some people are going to play it safe. So you can budget for like. Having humans come in and...
So do they then take into account that sort of personality trait when casting people?
I have no idea about that. So interesting. I actually want to write in because they do two episodes a week. They do one episode, which is them coming with their personal topics for the week. And then they'll have a question episode and you can like write in and ask the most interesting questions. Like, I found out so much.
Because it kind of sounds like it's very like strategic, algorithmic, mathematical, the way they're piecing it together.
Yeah.
Really? Kind of like lottery.
Yeah.
Like the lottery. Like they're not obviously going to give away however many billions to however many people.
Yeah.
It's like it's set up in a way that only certain people, a certain number of people can win.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's such a great podcast. Like they talk about all sorts. Like Rich Dawson's an author and they talk about like, and what's her name? I feel really bad. I think it's like Marissa Hyde or something.
Okay.
But basically they were saying someone asked them a question like, Marina Hyde, I think. Someone asked them a question like, you know, when you pick up a book and you see on the back all of the like quotes from other authors, they were like, do the authors actually read the book before giving their quote? Like, because you might pick up a book and see Richard Osman said this, but how has Richard Osman had time to read four books, you know?
Yeah, right? I've always wondered
so
that.
So he said that like most of the time he's been offered a book to do a blurb something, but he reads them. He said he's given one quote before when he didn't read the book. And the only reason he gave the quote was because he'd read that author's all of his other books.
Oh, okay.
And he generalised his comment by saying, like, whatever his name is, the crime author of our generation.
Oh, that's
so it was
fine.
A very vague quote. But how interesting is that?
Really
like, next time I pick up a book, I'm going to be like, oh, they definitely didn't read it. Or,
really
like, they definitely did read it because of how intricate it was. But yeah, listen to it. It's really interesting.
That's really, like, I would have expected more people to not read stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
Before giving those quotes.
Yeah.
The fact that he still did it, but just gave a generalised quote instead of trying to pick something like random from the book. That's really interesting.
And they don't get paid for it.
They don't get paid for it. So it's just like a favour.
It's kind of like a tit for tat thing where if you're an author, you're going to want someone to eventually review your book.
Right.
So you're going to be happy to give, you know?
Wow, everything is so just like transactional.
I know.
It is
great. But yeah. Like short episodes, really worth watching, listening to.
Interesting. Okay, we've spent so much
time
talking about that.
Sorry.
Should we do our movie swaps?
Whoa! If this sounds slightly different, that is because we are re-recording our stem. Hello, we're midway through the episode. This is Tati and Kaylee checking in.
Sorry to interrupt the broadcast, but we just wanted to let you know, if you are watching this episode, please leave us a rating over on audio platforms.
Yeah, and if you're on audio platforms and you want to see us or any of the things we're talking about that we might be showing on camera, we do film, so check us out on YouTube and our shorts are on TikTok and Instagram.
And if you haven't already, definitely make sure you follow us over on socials because we post so much. We ask you guys to send in some questions for Q&As and much more.
Much, much more.
Anyway, back to the episode. We haven't like done a movie swap in a minute.
Okay.
And we're in the like comedy genre today.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
definitely.
Is a genre that I've like often shied away from because out of fear of just like not having a good time.
Yeah.
But should we talk about the movie swaps we've like had?
Yeah.
So Kaylee gave me Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which I can't believe I hadn't seen before. It's like completely iconic.
Yeah, completely.
When it started, I was like, oh, it's this one, of course. So I was really happy to watch it. And then I gave Kaylee 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
So brief blurb, I guess, of my one based on what I took away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Ferris Bueller, he's like a teenager in high school and he wants to get out of school for the day. So he does get out of school for the day. And it's like the adventures and the extra mm-hmm. plans he goes through to get his friends out of school and yeah. like what he gets up to on this one day.
Yeah.
And straight off the bat, I will say Ferris Bueller walked so that Phineas and Ferb could run.
Yeah. It's
That's
true.
Like the main
it's
takeaway.
It's so true. It's so true.
Yeah. What about you?
So true.
We'll go back and forth.
21 Jump Street. Yeah. I don't know how I haven't seen this either. I am really picky with comedies. Like, I just yeah. don't find a lot of things funny.
Yeah.
And I definitely like laughed at points of this.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like barely laughing, which okay. I'm sure you were because you bloody love a comedy.
I love, like, I think it was Dave Franco that made me laugh the most.
Yeah, true, true, true. But there was a lot of cameos.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Give just like a brief, I don't even know how you would like brief.
Okay, so what the plot?
Yeah.
So two kids, I'd say, they start off in high school and then they went to high school together, but one was like a nerd and one was like a jock.
Nerd, yeah.
They didn't get on, whatever. They leave. They end up at the same police academy a couple of years later. Mm-hmm. They train to be policemen together, or police officers, I should say, together. They're both shite. They kind of become friends because one's good at the physical and one's good at the, like, maths and literacy side. So they come together, become friends, help each other out. They end up passing and becoming cops, but, like, quite bad ones. They look after a park.
Mm.
It's all very, very bland. So then one day they try and do a drug bust to try and, like, show to everyone that they're da-da-da. They get to handcuffing the guy and they've forgotten the rights of amendment. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the charges are dropped and they're basically, the policeman's like, you're shit. You're literally so shit.
Yeah.
You're both going to 21 Jump Street and you're going into a high school undercover because there's another like drug problem going on at school.
Mm.
All you have to do is find the supplies of the drugs and that's
it. Oh, yeah. What was the tagline? Something like, find the supplier, beat
it
something,
was like,
something.
Find the dealer, find the supplier, something.
Yeah, okay.
And they couldn't.
Like there were some funny moments in that one that made me laugh, but I do get what you mean. It wasn't like, it's actually one of my favorite comedies. I haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah,
but I just remember it being so silly.
It was just so silly,
like
wasn't it?
Just so funny and silly. Like Dave Franco, especially like how it was cool to be like
of the environment. A vegan. Yeah, to be fair, I think that was very ahead of its time. I'll say that for one. I think that like that part of the joke was ahead of its time. Like. Because why is that low-key actually so accurate?
Yeah.
Because they were like poking fun at it and I was like, you don't care about the environment.
Yeah. Yeah, because now you genuinely are a loser if you don't care about the environment.
It was interesting. I like that. I like the bit where they actually take the drug.
Yeah, that
bit was funny. And I like that the drug was also a crisp. Like, that is just stupid. It was a Dorito.
It was like,
with a fucking shit and a halo on it. I was like, all right, okay.
It was so unserious.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like movies nowadays... same with Ferris Bueller. I thought it was so unserious at so many points.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like comedies nowadays, people, they always have to be like telling a message of some sort at the same time. It's like, no, guys, this can just be like stupid and silly. But one thing that I have a bunch of notes for Ferris Bueller, but I loved the 80s vibes straight off the bat.
Yeah.
And I mean, because it was literally in the 80s. And the fact that I think, you know how I've vocally said before, I don't love the breaking of the fourth wall?
Yeah.
But the way they do it, I feel like it works perfectly when it's a narration sort of thing. And I much prefer the narration straight to camera.
Yeah.
Like that instead of just a voiceover type
of thing. Yeah, I hate voiceover.
Do you know what I mean?
Four breaks. Because you have to be talking to me.
Yeah.
By looking at me.
It just instantly reminded me of like the kissing booth opening scene where she's like, I'm L.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, obviously, you know.
Me and my best friend have 10 rules.
Yeah. It would have been so, so much cooler if it was like her, we're watching her.
Yeah.
And she's like looking to the camera and being like, we do this.
Yeah. Or, true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I 100% agree.
And obviously, the life moves pretty fast. Yeah.
It was just like, our Ferris Bueller is one of the best films. It's so iconic.
It's so iconic. Invented comedy.
Yeah. And I like the float bit. It was so good.
The float bit?
What is he saying? Twist and shout?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just when his dad is like dancing and doesn't realize.
So good.
I love
so,
it.
So, so, so good.
There was more. Him playing the clarinet is so me.
You. Like, you as well.
So me. And I loved all the sound effects. Like, why did they have so many just,
so
like, dumb
many,
sound effects?
Like,
in
when he's in his bed and he's got all the, like, the machine and, like, the door's, like, boing.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
that. And then also, like, the dramatic, like, sound, like, the zoom in with the horror music when, I can't remember what scene it was, but I think it was when the headmaster, which, by the way, such an idle human being. How are you headmaster and having time to, like, sneak into this guy's house?
So true.
When he's like, when they confront each other and it's like,
Genie! Yeah. So true. So fucking true, actually.
I just love it.
It was, yeah.
And then Charlie Sheen, like.
Yeah. Honestly, what the hell?
Because it reminds, the bit where she's like, he's like, drugs? And she's like, no, I'm straight. Since when were the two, like, mutually exclusive? I don't know. And then it just reminds me of, like, Charlie Sheen's, like, recent interviews where he's like, bipolar? No, I'm bi winning.
What the fuck?
Have you seen that?
No. Oh, that's so real.
So real.
But you liked it?
I loved it.
Okay, I'm so happy about that.
What about you?
Yeah, I did like it. I probably would watch the second one because they go to college, right? That was like the setup at the end of 21.
Yeah.
What did you think about 22?
I did enjoy 22, but you can't beat 21. Okay, it's like, it's not a better sequel.
Yeah.
But it's still really good.
Yeah. Well, the cameos in 21 were crazy.
Yeah.
Like Nick Miller, what's his name? Jake Johnson.
Yeah.
As the head teacher.
Yeah.
And then Dakota Johnson made a little appearance.
Yeah.
And, Nick Offerman, who's Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec. I was like, okay, all right, you guys are on board. Yeah. Oh, and then Johnny Depp.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, the fucking hell are you doing it?
Such a random cast.
It did get really random at the end. That's one thing I didn't love. It was quite, like, not slow, but, like, there was no action, and I like that. I don't like action movies, so I was all right with that. And then all of a sudden it was, like, car chases, guns, and I was like, where the fuck did this energy come from? Like, I was, like, enjoying the storyline, and then all of a sudden it was... got it was like cars and guns, and I was like, all
it was
right.
Like a spy movie.
Yeah, explosions on a bridge. Also, it could be just deep that they probably killed like 15 million people, and they just were like, we're so good at
we're
you
so
had a you good. Had a college a teen not even college a high school drug bust to do, and you ended up and everyone clapping when they walked in at the end. I was like, but they didn't actually do very well.
Anyway. That's what made me laugh so much because I was like, this is so dumb.
Yeah,
guys.
Fair enough.
And, like, the I think what I loved about that as well is that whole storyline with, like, the daughter and the cop, like, the police officer, like, the lead guy.
Yeah.
The main... Is his name Ice...
Who?
Cool J. What's his name?
Who are you talking about?
The black guy who was the police officer.
Yeah. What about him?
How his dad... I'm trying to think, is this in the same movie?
I don't know what you're talking
22?
About.
Because it might be 22.
I don't
that
think
I'm
there was. He wasn't that relevant.
Okay, never mind. That's okay. 22. Okay, spoiler. Then 22 is definitely really good then.
Fine, fine, fine.
Ice Cube. Yeah, see, I knew I was onto something.
Fine. Oh, I didn't even call that.
Ice
Cube.
Okay, fine. But yeah, like, there's a storyline in 22 which gives me Crazy Stupid Love vibes.
Okay, cool.
With the daughter and
Ice
Cube.
Okay.
Yeah, when I first watched it, I was like, this is.
Fine.
Comedic gold.
Yeah,
there's something about like such a plot twist like that in a comedy.
Maybe I should watch it then.
Oh, it's so funny. It is actually really funny. I need to watch it again.
Okay. We haven't got much time.
Oh, we don't
Do you
want
to do like a little... Well, I don't think we have time for Guess Who because I want to make that worth it.
Yeah, because I... Yeah, that's
Should we do like a cheat... Should we talk about underrated, overrated quickly?
Okay, we can do underrated,
Because we can always bring that back up.
I don't have like specific examples, but you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You decide... You made the category.
I know, but like I have like... I have general examples.
Okay. Oh, fine. So, like, is that what you put? Okay.
For example, underrated, overrated, Netflix as a platform. Yeah. Do you think it's overrated or underrated?
I actually don't think it's either. I think... I don't think it's underrated because I do think it's great, but I don't think it's overrated because I think people still do have its flaws. What about you? Do you think it's overrated?
I don't think it's overrated, but... Yeah, same. I think it started off, I was like, oh, this is super underrated. Like, guys, streaming, this is genius.
Okay, yeah.
But now I think it's borderline overrated just because of all the options we have. And I don't know what sort of cartel these guys are making where we have to sign up to every single streaming platform
to
be able to
so
watch
true.
Just one good
show.
That's
what pisses me off.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, it's not overrated, but it's not like...
Yeah, I'm very like... if they bring ads in, yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm actually gone.
So far
I'm fucking gone.
Like, gone.
Yeah. Because we already have that with Prime sometimes. Some Prime things don't come with that. I'm like, all right.
Freebie.
And then, like, even watching things on ITV,
Freebie.
It's
even not free.
Watching things
if I'm
on...
watching an ad,
no,
that's my
honestly,
time I'm paying for.
Honestly.
Like,
it fucking pisses me off right now. And then,
ITV. Yeah.
ITV, like,
But whatever. Sometimes I'm just like, okay, this is like a phone scroll break
true.
Type of vibe.
But I don't feel like that was Netflix, because I feel like the things on ITV are very different to the things on Netflix. Yeah,
I do like Netflix. They're the OGs.
Okay, so that kind of leads... Hello. It kind of actually links in with my next point, which is I think that a lot of Apple TV and Sky shows are underrated because no one is signing up to watch them.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to... I mean, I work on Slow Horses a lot, which has got like a fair few seasons now. Mm-hmm. And I've not watched it because I don't want to pay for Apple TV. Mm. But, and I've said this to you before, I think everyone that's worked on it, that I work with, that's watched it, love it. Mm. So it's like, and that's rare. You never work on something where people are like, yeah, this is actually a good show, because everyone's always got something to complain about. But like, this to me shows that Apple are producing good things.
Apple TV.
They did The Buccaneers, which I thought was really good. No one talks about it.
No.
I've not seen anyone talk about that.
No, it's because it's not accessible. Like,
yeah.
It came too late in the game.
Yeah.
If it came out like a year after Netflix, mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
Because there's no much competition.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you've got Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus,
Sky, Discovery, Bravo, Hulu, Hey You, Prime. Like, there's literally
Now TV. Like, and everything is $9.99. You're joking.
Yeah, no, it's so fucked.
And you'd think with the way they've made it a monopoly, they'd be like, well, we should probably, like, if we want everyone to have everything, let's work out some deal. There needs to be something needs to happen. Let's work out some deal. Make this like £3 a month.
Yeah,
everyone will have everything. Everyone wins.
Yeah, it's really bad. That's what annoys me, is because there is some great stuff to be seen and no one's seeing it. So I think that, especially I'll say The Buccaneers, just because I feel like that is, and Severance. I think that those are two Apple shows that I don't see talked about enough.
Yeah, an Apple show that I haven't watched, but I've seen clips of, The Morning Show.
No, see, I've heard of this, but I've no idea.
It's like, I think also the way in which Apple shoots their originals is so different. But with The Morning Show, it's kind of like set on a news set, right? So it's like a behind the scenes mm-hmm. of what it's like making a news show, but it's an actual show.
Okay, yeah.
And they deal with so many issues because obviously it's like Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon. But I saw this one scene where it was this like black woman who was there, I think she was a host, mm-hmm. and there was some sort of conflict, and then she had maybe a 6-minute monologue of like what it's like to be a black woman in the workplace. And it was just, I've never been a black woman in the workplace like that. But I was just like, this is so painfully gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
The fact that this is like, I mean, I know it should be allowed to be on TV shows and stuff like that. I was like, oh, I wish more people could see this.
Yeah.
So yeah, highly, I agree.
Yeah. That's really annoying.
Apple TV,
do a little free trial.
Thing is, that's the thing. Because I feel like I don't pay for Apple TV, but I have Apple TV. Maybe I do pay for it, though. Maybe it just comes out of my Apple.
Maybe because you got a new iPad. Oh, no, because it's the same iCloud.
Yeah. I do see $9.99 taken from Apple, but I don't really know what those transactions are all the time because I'm signed up to a bunch of things.
Yeah.
But
same with Sky. Like, White Lotus, I really want to watch.
Yeah, same.
Mary and George, I need to watch. And I just feel like Sky is really inaccessible.
I have a Sky Stream.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
They go to Now TV, but then that's just another thing I've got to pay for.
Yeah.
I can't, that's too different.
Yeah. You have like, it's good if you've got like a bunch of product, like the same way if you've got an iPhone, it helps to then it's easy if you then have an iPad and iMac and all of that. With Sky, it's like if you've got Sky Broadband, it's cheaper for you to then get Sky TV and all of these other things. It's like they just create their own like mini universe of products that you have to keep paying for.
Yeah.
But with that, it sounds like an ad, but you can get like Netflix added on to your package and stuff, like £4. It's like, I do get you though, because it is, everything costs money now. Like, everything it's like everyone money. Is paying so much.
I know. And I'm so poor. Like, I wonder why I've got no money. Then I'm like, oh, because to enjoy anything in my life, I've got to pay £1 million.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway,
guys. Sorry. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks. Had so many other segments planned, but we've run out of time for today, it's fine because we'll save it for the next one.
Yeah, I'm excited about them.
Again, if you haven't already, make sure you sign up to our Patreon. It's a fun time over there. We can do like group chats and all of that stuff. It's £1 a week extra. Thank you so much for listening and watching this episode of As Seen In.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Bye.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.